Welcome to the Memoirs of Her. Tonight's topic is going to be about the host, which is myself. My name is Cindera Mendes, and once again, I am the host on the Memoirs of Her. So I'm going to basically be talking about myself. These were questions that were asked through email from my audience who do listen to the show on Saturday nights. And before I begin with the questions, I'm just going to give a little background about who I am and my accomplishments and just basically tell you guys about myself, especially if you are a newcomer on the podcast and you are a new listener. So I just want you to understand and know who I am and what I do on the podcast. Okay, so once again, for those who don't know who I am, my name is Cindera, and I'm the host for the Memoirs of Her podcast. I am from New York, born in Queens, but raised in Brooklyn. I still reside in New York. I'm a newly graduate of Monroe College and recently received my bachelor's degree in business management. For a living, I am a security guard at night and a remote administrative manager in the daytime for a nonprofit organization that is community centered. Now, this administrative manager position is entry level, just to give clarity. In my leisure time, for a hobby, I conduct this podcast show, create blog content on the Memoirs of Her website, and practice makeup on the side regarding beauty. I like to travel to local garden areas in Brooklyn, such as the famous botanical gardens, and go to Starbucks for coffee. Yes. What I love about this podcast, I love that it gives me a voice, expression, and provides an opportunity for me to be inspirational to all those who visit my podcast and listen to the content. Also, I really like the fact that I can bring some sense of entertainment for humor and share a degree of enlightenment with my listeners based on certain topics pertaining to relationships and family. Overall, it is an easy platform for me to connect and communicate with my audience. I've been podcasting for almost 4 years solid. I started under the title of Naturelle and transitioned into the Memoirs of Her. So that's a little bit about myself. And I'm going to start with the first question. And that question is, why do you use the title, The Memoirs of Her, on your show, including the acronyms of HER? So I use the title, The Memoirs of Her, because I have a golden plan and project for the title in mind. I use the title as an introductory standing point and way for my audience to look forward to the narration of a woman and her accounts in life through the use of a monologue session. However, in spite of the narration of this mysterious woman, classified as the acronyms of HER, it expressed more than just her gender. It has meaning and value, describing the content of her character and nature as a person. Okay, the next question is, does the woman you narrate in your show have anything to do with your personal life experience? If not, explain the prognosis of her character. So I would say approximately 20% yes and 80% no. 20% is inspired by certain things I've experienced in life and have a way to creatively share part of my experience in the narration of this character in the monologues, and that's only whenever I do the session. So it is a way for me to bring about the life and mystery of this woman and to keep her current. That way, I can implement entertainment and humor and be able to connect with my audience. As far as the prognosis of her character, she's lonely, sad, sensual, alluring, strong, and beautiful person inside and out. She loves to captivate the interest of those she encounters in life. She has an air of mystery to her because she goes through life as best kept secret, which makes her mysterious and enticing for people to want to get to know her. And metaphorically, like an onion, peel her off layer by layer as she unfolds. So the purpose of her character is to also inspire and entertain my audience. Okay? So another person had elaborated and said, in the opening of your show, you always mention it being a podcast session, quoted, an adventurous and humorous life journey of a mysterious woman, including her accounts in life. I've noticed this mysterious woman isn't always the highlight of your show. Can you explain why you promote general topics and not give accounts about this mysterious woman's life? It's a good question. I advertise various topics as a way to conduct a podcasting session for my listeners to enjoy less than an hour. The monologue session, which will gradually be implemented, are something that will be showcased towards the ending of the show, only because I like to keep the audience anticipated for something more and exciting. I haven't really highlighted her, the mysterious woman, because I didn't create monologues specifically for each title. Sometimes the topics are based on research and studies shared in the podcast. Therefore, I like to keep a mix of evergreen topics for education purposes and to share the entertainment of monologues written and created by me from time to time. And for those who want to know what the acronyms of HER stand for, it is H standing for humble, E standing for exquisite, and R standing for resilience, which is basically attributes of her character. Okay? So, the next question is, have you conducted any monologues lately? And if so, can you explain the narration of the monologue you favored most? So yes, I have my most recent monologues I've created implementing her encounters, which were Fear of Commitment and A Beautiful Hello and Happy Ending to Goodbye. I liked both of the monologues I've created. However, A Beautiful Hello and Happy Ending to Goodbye was about her lover she met in a work setting and how they fell for each other romantically and shared a short-lived connection due to her lover suddenly relocating to another state for work and abruptly ending the connection they had shared together. Therefore, her expressed her experiences, how the change made her felt in spite of her accepting her lover leaving and moving on. I used three songs to characterize her experiences and to give more color and dynamic to the meaning of her monologue experience. So those four songs were Sexual Healing by Marvin Gaye. The song describes the anticipated passion her lover will always feel when they will have any sexual encounters. I Will Always Love You by Whitney Houston and I Have Nothing by Whitney Houston. The movie Bodyguard included was also inspired by the monologue, which implied an interracial relationship. I referenced What a Wonderful Swirl We Were, swirl couple meaning an interracial relationship. So that was an implication of that. Okay. And part of the song I Will Always Love You is just basically, you know, example of her letting a person go because of, you know, reasonings that were out of her control. And I Have Nothing was also an implication of her love and how she felt towards her lover. So that song describes that. So I know a lot of us have a way of having songs characterize how we feel. And this is just a general statement. And I felt like this was a platform for me to be able to relate to my audience so that way they can get a broader understanding of what was actually taking place in the monologue. Okay, so I will do that from time to time, use songs or just anything in particular to connect with my audience and to relate to them. Another song that I used, which was the fourth song, was Midnight Train to Georgia by Gladys Knight and the Pips. The song describes the beginning to the end of her connection with her lover. So that's basically the four songs that I use. And if you don't mind, I will do a playback. Okay? Give me a second.
You had me at hello. Making a grand entrance along with your grand gesture of superiority as you walk to the front desk. Your swag, I can't help but to brag. Your whole essence spoke incredible professionalism. You said, hi, my name is, and I'm here to take over this department. And I said, well, sure, give me a moment, and I'll introduce you to so-and-so. You said in a polite voice and extended your greeting hand to me and said, thank you. And your name is? And I said, my name is her. And you continued to say, and again, my name is, nice to meet you. While shaking your hand in amazement, I said, it is my pleasure. You can get some water, or would you like a seat? He politely declined with so much grace and poise. He stood effortlessly as he awaited his acquaintance's arrival. While our eyes locked for a moment, you know, that moment in time, not long enough to establish a chemistry, but short enough to know our souls had a history. Hey. About a year later, I found myself getting lost in your world as you and mine. What a wonderful swirl we were. You treated me with so much kindness and respect. You made it plain as daylight that what was yours was mine, and whatever was mine was yours. You know that equal give and take. Talking about that reciprocity in relationships. The many times you enter into my paradise, and the many times I've entered into your soul to share my love, had you in a fixed trance as we stared at each other in a quick glance, almost, but just about like you couldn't get enough of that sexual healing like Marvin Gaye. To think about all the dates, events, and education we shared together intimately, intuitively, and intellectually. But it all faded away when you said you were on your way to that midnight train to Georgia. Shout outs to Gladys Knight and the Pips. It could have afforded you, but when you said goodbye, I can't lie, it was like your fate and the bait you took, perhaps a major mistake. Nah, this can't be a debate. Going along to do what was best for you, that was you being true to you. But I knew I no longer had the rest of you. Turning my back on a bittersweet memory, keeping the chemistry alive long enough for me to realize, like Whitney in Bodyguard, that perhaps I would have only stood in your way and wasn't what you needed, which is why I always love you. And that was enough for me. Understand this, I had to put the good in that good goodbye for you to spread your wings and fly far away from me. We reap what we sow, right? And still the memory staying deep. You had me at the sound of a beautiful hello and a happy ending to goodbye.
Okay, so that was the monologue that I used in my show. And that was just to give a, you know, a playback of how I conduct the monologues and how it implements her character. And as I said before, it's only 20% involves, you know, my experience, but 80% has to just do with the character alone. So once again, the next question, we're moving along, was, will you ever go live or have other people join your show in the future? Or will you continuously commit to Saturday night's podcasting sessions? So yes, I will go live and have guest speakers come on the show in the near future. Most likely on Tuesdays, I will have a live session around the same time, 9 p.m., with guest speakers, perhaps, or give my audience a chance to call into the show to give any, you know, comments, questions, or concerns regarding a topic that I may share for that night specifically. However, for now, I will continue to commit to Saturday nights at 9 p.m. podcasting sessions. And generally, if I had to do any makeup shows, it would normally be on a Sunday, and sometimes it will be showcast that morning, 9 a.m. to if I miss Saturday nights. If so, most likely, if I don't do a show on Saturday nights, it's because I didn't conduct the show. But usually, sometimes for my audience, you might want to go and check back to see if I did a makeup show. And usually, it's on a Sunday at 9 a.m. in the morning. The next question is, how do you plan to promote and expand your podcast in the future? So, I plan to promote my podcast through one social media platform for now, on Instagram. In addition, do word to mouth is another way I will promote my podcast, like share flyers and business cards with my targeted audience, generally men, women, and young adults. The next question is, do you receive any monetization, donations, sponsorships, or any form of compensation for conducting the show? If not, will you receive it in the future? So no, I do not receive any form of money for the content I produce on this platform I use, which is Blog Talk Radio. No, I don't. However, in the future, I look forward to receiving compensation for freelance blogging, perhaps starting a YouTube platform for monetization, or creating ebooks with my monologues copywritten, and that has a copyright as well, for my audience to purchase in the future to have and narrate on their own. So the last question is, why do you always insinuate bye-bye at the close of your show? So I use the term bye-bye at the closing of my show as my own signature language. I like to end off with an endearing and sweet tone as a way to give a soothing goodbye to all my listeners until the next time they visit the show. So I answered all of my listeners' questions. I even did a playback of the monologue. There were people that enjoyed it, and I'm glad that you enjoyed the monologue itself. And I know that you guys are trying to encourage me to do more monologues because you like it. And it's really powerful, you know, and it gives a strong message. And I know that a lot of you like how I just put the wording and everything together. It seems like it's in a poetic form. And, you know, I really appreciate all your comments that y'all made regarding the show. So, furtherly, I just want to say that for all my listeners, that you can look forward to, I would say, an adventure when it comes down to my broadcast. I don't want to just keep it in a monotone setting. I want to be able to, you know, bring some type of spice. And as I said before, this summer I will be going live, you know, to have, you know, people call in to give their questions, comments, or concerns. And I also will be implementing more monologues to highlight the character more in particular. Okay, so with that being said, I thank you all for taking the time out for listening on tonight's show. This was not a regular podcasting session as I always conduct. However, this was just about me for you to get to know me and who and what I am. And also, you can check out my website. It's The Memoirs of Her. It's something that I'm starting now. It's just blogs that I put up there, written blogs. And it's just, and it's baby stage right now. But I'm looking forward to expanding it and growing it over time and adding more things to it. As always, you're supposed to take baby steps in everything, in all things that you do in life. And I always go with that motto. As far as the quote, when they say you have to learn how to crawl before you walk and learn how to walk before you run. So I believe in the process of doing those things. There's no rush in, you know, doing it and conducting this platform the way that I am. So I'm just taking my time, slow and steady, and just bringing about that creativity and to bring more excitement and entertainment to the show for all my listeners to look forward to and listen to. And you have the option to, when I do conduct the monologues, to fast forward and just, you know, listen to the monologues if that's what gives you more of an interest more than anything. But if you the type of person where you like to capture everything, get the gist of everything, then you might want to listen to the show from the beginning to the end to be able to get some juice from the topic and be able to listen to the monologue as in itself as well. So once again, thank you for listening to The Memoirs of Her, and I hope that you all have a wonderful night and evening, and bye-bye.